What's up, everybody? Welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. We are doing a little bit of Letterman Road, I guess, a little bit of Letterman on the road. And for the second time in the last year, we're meeting with Gabe Powers. We're not in your hometown today. We're in, outside of Columbus as you're finishing up a workout here. Speed, strength, what do you do in this location? Gabe, I mean, first, I'll just backtrack. Last time I saw you was before you committed. Like last time we had you on the show was in person, was before you committed. And you look a lot different. What have you done in the last year to go from that guy who was, you know, wrapping up your sophomore season to this guy who's now 235 pounds and looking like a grown man?
Eating a lot, you know, eating probably around 8,000 calories a day and working out constantly. You know, that's what I've really been doing. Just hit the weight room really hard, knowing I have to get bigger, knowing I want to be about 245 before I enter my senior season. So I just hit the weight room really hard. Ate a lot of protein and just bulked up.
Have you found new food that you're like, oh, you know, I didn't think I would like this, but now this is all I really ever want?
No, I just eat whatever. I mean, I usually just pack a bunch of sandwiches, you know, either pepperoni, you know, anything I can find, pack it in a sandwich and eat throughout the day.
How did your junior year go for you? I mean, obviously in Ohio, you guys did get a full season. It was a little hit and miss at times, but how do you feel like your game jumped from sophomore year to junior year?
It was different. There wasn't a lot of action, I guess, my way. So it was different for me because sophomore year, nobody really knew. So I kind of played, you know, they would go my side easily. But junior season, it kind of felt like, you know, I'd only get a couple runs a game my side. And it was kind of frustrating. But I know it helped the team. So I was glad to help the team. But a little different than I thought.
Obviously, you entered your junior year as an Ohio State commitment. Did you notice, like, life changing for you at that time? Do people respect you different on the field? They talk more trash? Like, what do they do different on the field when they're playing against a kid who's committed to Ohio State?
Not much talk trash. I mean, I haven't heard it. To me, at least, I haven't. Other than, you know, the points and the stares, other than that, I mean, it's kind of been the same as my sophomore season going to my junior. Having a lot more confidence on the field in my junior season than my sophomore, you know, now that I'm in it and Ohio State commit, just having a lot more confidence.
You know, I think that that's interesting. I had CJ Hicks on the show last week, and we were talking about the change in his confidence, not just on the field, but off of the field since he made the decision to commit. And, you know, a lot of these conversations we had with you early when you were a sophomore in high school, you're starting to get, I don't know, maybe even figuring out who you are a little bit as a person. And so some of those early conversations, I'm sure if you look back on them, you'll be like, wow, that was a little awkward. How did the last year change you as a person off of the football field? How have you seen yourself develop?
A lot of, like, in these interviews, you know, I've gotten a lot more comfortable, like, with CJ off the field. I'm very confident, you know, like, in the interviews, just talking. I'm very confident in how to talk and just how to, I guess, more become a man. And as you grow older, that's just what happens, so.
You're still one of the quiet ones in the recruiting class, though. I know that you guys have your big group chats, and any time that it's brought up, the question is, who is the guys that are low key? And it's always Gabe, Tegra. They don't say much.
No.
How does that change when you're around your guys? I mean, how do you think that will change once you get around dudes in person?
In person, you know, I talk a lot in person, everything, but. On the phone, not much on the phone. I mean, they're on their phone constantly. You're probably getting 100 texts a day from them. So, but they're all cool, really cool guys. You know, great. Can't wait to meet them and get to know them. But as far as the phone, you know, I'm not all into my phone. You know, I'm grinding. That's about it.
Is there someone in the class that, like, you've personally, like, grown closer with in this last year, or anyone that you kind of identify with?
Oh, all of them. I couldn't pick a certain one. You know, all of them are very cool guys. You know, looking forward to meeting them, and just there's no particular person that really stands out. Just they're all great guys. So,
being that your father is a coach, you had a little bit of an opportunity to start building a relationship with coaching staffs earlier, or at least maybe more thoroughly than some of the other guys in the class. How is the bond right now with Al Washington, with Ryan Day? I mean, what is it like for you now as an Ohio State commit to just be able to call them whenever you want? What are you guys, how's the vibe?
Yeah, it's great, you know, and as far as February 1st, now that they're allowed to, you know, really reach out and everything, But it's great, you know. They're family now. We're all a brotherhood, so the connection is great. You know, we talk. Me, Coach Jay, we talk every week. Coach Washington, we talk every week. So it's great.
How do they see you? I mean, obviously, you're listed as an outside linebacker on all your national recruiting profiles. Where do you see your body going? I mean, it, obviously, in the last year, you've gained, you know, it looks like 25 pounds or so. Where do you see it going, and do you think that that will impact where you end up playing at the next level?
He wants me still as outside linebacker. As far as what I want, I'll play any position they want me to. You know, I'm not the type of guy to point in a position and be like, I have to play this. You know, I'm doing whatever the team wants me to do. But as far as that, I see myself as a linebacker, DN, I mean, anything.
So you're not entirely, like, opposed. If you end up at, what are you, 6'4",
yeah,
almost 6'5", if you end up at 260 pounds, you're not going to fight the move to, no, to defensive end if no, it has to happen.
No, wherever they want me.
Where's the game get better for you now from your senior year? Where do you feel like you have to make the biggest jump?
This is same as last year, really. I mean, just bigger, stronger, and faster.
Doesn't it get to a point where working, you're big enough or strong enough
not,
or fast enough?
But I'm not big enough yet. I'm not strong enough yet. And I'm still working on my speed. I want to go to some camps this off season just because, you know, I've been to many camps. I haven't been to any camps really, and get some camps and get a time down and show what I can really do.
How frustrating has that been? Obviously, COVID cost you guys a ton of opportunities last summer and visits to this point you still haven't been able to make. And now you're looking at heading into your senior season, and you still don't know if you're going to be able to go to, like, the opening camps and that kind of stuff. I mean, is there a part of this whole process where you feel like you're missing out on something, or is it like, hey, at this point, who cares? I just want it over with.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, you know, with the visits and the camps and stuff, not being able to go to see my brothers and family, you know, like at Ohio State. And it's very frustrating at that point. And as far as camps go, you know, I really want to go to camps as soon as possible. And I was even texting rivals like, yeah, we don't know when we're going to have a camp. And I'm like, I mean, this has to come to an end. Like, we have to be able to go to visits. We have to be able to compete. Yeah. You know, even for the kids that haven't got scholarship yet and they don't know, you got to open them back up and let us go to camps and let us visit.
Is there something in the last year that you think, as you look back on, you like, hey, I would change the way that I did this or the way that this was handled?
No, I wouldn't. I'm still, as far as my decision, I'm 100% confident in my decision. I haven't changed on that at all. You know, I'm a Buckeye for life and that's not changing, so.
What are the schools, you don't have to put any names out there, but I mean, are there still schools that are reaching out regularly, or do they look at you and say, hey, here's an Ohio kid, he's from 30 minutes away from campus, he's not flipping, so it's not worth reaching out, or are they still in your ear a little bit?
A lot of them do, but the one that's pushing the hardest is Georgia Tech. They're all contacting me now that February 1st hit. They're pushing really hard trying to get me flipped, but
you don't want to live in Atlanta.
I've never been to Atlanta.
It's a beautiful city. Chick-fil-A's from there. Coca-Cola's from there. They put peanuts in their soda. It's pretty wild. Who is the guy, as you look at this recruiting class that you guys have put together? It's the number one ranked class in the country. You obviously have three of the top four linebackers in the country committed, the number one quarterback, the number one wide receiver. Is there any interest on your part of, like, being the guy that goes out and gets someone? Is there someone out there? Name him. Call him out. Who does Gabe Powers want to join him at Ohio State?
I mean, there's a lot of guys. I don't necessarily want to call one guy out and the others be like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I got a couple of mine, but I'm not going to call anybody out. Let them do recruitment, you know, Zach Rice and them. But
so you're not going to call anybody out, Zach Rice? Zach Rice is obviously one of the country's five-star offensive linemen. It's a part of the class that, you know, you as a linebacker slash defensive end, those are the guys you're going to grind against every day in college.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that you're most looking forward to about getting to Ohio State? I mean, obviously, you still have a year to go. There's a lot of life ahead of you still. In the world we're in right now, who the heck knows what happens? We could walk outside and get hit by a meteor. But, I mean, is there something specific you're like, man, I can't wait to take this step?
I just, as far as, like, the intensity and the competing, I love competing. I love the intensity. So, like, I can't wait just to get there and compete against guys from across the nation that are all four or five stars. that all have the same drive, all have the same ambition, and all have the same goal in mind, is to win a national championship there and then get to the big leagues. And so I can't wait to compete. I can't wait to grind, and looking forward to it.
I mean, you've had opportunities, right, to go compete for high school national championships. Mm-hmm. There are national high school names that have tried to get a lot of you guys to come down and play at their school. What is the, what do you think you're gaining by staying at Marysville versus a national powerhouse or something like that?
It's my hometown. You know, there's nothing beats the hometown. You know, you only get this once in your life. I don't want to change my hometown. You know, I love it. We got a real good team this year, so we're looking at state title this year. That's our goal. And as far as competing at a national level, I mean, I'm committed to Ohio State. I don't need any offers. I don't need anything. So staying in Marysville is better than I could even expect, dream of. You know?
Plus all the sandwiches and pepperoni. Well, look, man, appreciate you taking time. This is Gabe Powers. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll be back next week.